Federation Vice President Sean Amora says the new trade barrier popped up in Korea just prior to the 2011 implementation of the U.S.-Korea Free Trade Deal.
Since mid-2011, Korea has restricted access for certain U.S. cheeses, namely Gorgonzola, Feta, Asiago, and Fontina. This is the direct result of its separate FTA with the European Union. In a nutshell, the EU has been leaning on countries around the world to block imports of products by confiscating common food names and reserving them exclusively for itself.
And Morris says it's not just EU collusion with South Korea.
Since approval of the EU-Korea FTA, the EU has expanded around the world the model it first developed in that agreement. EU pressure has resulted in similar restrictions in Central America, Peru, Colombia, and most recently in South Africa. Canada has also agreed to restrict cheese names, and we understand the EU is pursuing similar objectives in Singapore, Japan, the Philippines, Malaysia, and Vietnam, as well as in China.
And on the U.S. through the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership talks, here's Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson.
Well, that seems like a dangerous practice if it ever caught fire on any number of different types of products, because it's basically a conspiracy. And you had two conspirators, and you unwittingly were affected by their negotiation without your ability to have any say. Is that right?
I'd absolutely agree with your characterization of the issue, Ranking Member Isaacson.
He said he'll take up the issue with U.S. Trade Ambassador Michael Froman. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.